So my name is Rebecca Whitfield, and I have been with Daniel for about 13 years in a variety of roles. I'm currently the director of the residential services, and I have been in this role for about 9 years. It is an amazing opportunity because we work with kids that come to us for inpatient residential treatment for about 4 to 6 months, and we have an opportunity to make an amazing impact. So in this role, I see kids come in who are truly in crisis, both emotionally and behaviorally, and our team works really hard with them and their families, and we are able to see a huge impact and turnaround in their emotional well-being, their behaviors, and really just the family functioning overall. So that's been a really huge impact, and just getting to see that progress and knowing that our team has been a huge part of helping these families remain intact and remain stable or become stable.
When you first see the families, can you kind of describe the emotions that they share with you and that you see on their faces, maybe?
Sure. Some of our families are just exhausted. They've been through everything that could possibly be offered in the community before they get to us, and they're just kind of really at their wits' end. They don't know what to do. They want help. So when we see those families, it's just really, bringing them to our team, letting them know we are a team, helping to support and comfort them as well. Sometimes our parents are, have been through just as much as our kids, so they need just as much care and support as well. And then others, they're just so grateful that their kids have the opportunity to get this help. That just seeing that appreciation, sometimes there's tears, sometimes there's laughter, sometimes there's smiles. So it really is a wide variety of what we see, as far as the families coming in for treatment, but they're all really happy that their kids have the opportunity to come here and get the help that they've desperately been searching for.
Is there a stigma that comes with the words residential treatment program?
I think that for some families, there may be, but a lot of the families we serve, they know what their kids have been through and they know what they face ahead if they don't get the help. So they're really open to really anything at this point that's going to help make their kids healthier, safer, and happier individuals.
And so, what sort of treatment and care does this look like? If you've never been connected to this in any way or been a part of this, what sort of things are your team able to do for these kids and these families ultimately?
We really try to make a holistic approach for our treatment. 4 to 6 months is really, in the state of Florida, it's a longer term for residential care, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not a long time. So we want to take full advantage of the time we have with our families and give them everything we can and come at it from all angles. So all of our kids have a primary therapist that work with them for individual and family therapy. And then they also have group therapy, music therapy, art therapy. We do a lot of educational instructional groups throughout the week with the kids, from nursing education groups. Our regular education services are here on campus. Some of our kids have specialized needs for like sensory input and see our occupational therapist, or have needs related to substance misuse and attend our substance abuse therapy groups. So we really, and of course, we have our psychiatric services that the kids who do require some medications to help manage their emotions, can see the psychiatrist. And we all work as a team. We work as a whole. We have to communicate with each other, thoroughly, just day to day, what's going on with the kids. But we really make sure that we're coming at it from all angles. We try to look at what's causing the behaviors, what's causing the emotional disruption, and how we can address those issues.
So then
We
why?
also work with a behavior analyst, for each of our kids as well.
That's important. So why is the cottage renovation and the furnishing like so critical? Because that really kind of speaks to the need for, hey, if you can get a $50 donation, what does that mean? Why does that matter? Why is that impactful?
It is so important because the environment that the kids are in is, of course, going to impact their healing process. If we can create an environment that speaks to our therapeutic nature, that provides that comfort and support, it's going to help them feel safe and then therefore be able to engage in the treatment services and then the therapy services more wholly and quicker. They're away from their families, so we already have that challenge of helping them to feel comfortable in a new and strange environment. So when we can make it look appealing and make it feel safe for them, it's just going to help us get started quicker with developing that relationship and helping that safety and comfort level that we need to be able to really dig deep and address the trauma that they've experienced.
So here's your opportunity now. Someone's listening right now and on their car speakers, they hear you who's dedicated a lifetime of service to these kids. What could a $25 or $100 donation mean to the next kids that come through your doors?
Every dollar helps. I mean, we really do strive here. Daniel truly believes in the mission. All of the people that work here come to work and want these kids to be successful. And any dollar amount can make a huge difference in allowing us to create that environment from the furniture, you know, that we have to have special furniture to make sure it's safe for the kids, to just the environments on the walls and murals we can create and different things we can hang or post on the walls for encouragement. Every bit helps, because if we cannot create an environment where these kids want to be, we really can't begin the process of healing.
That's really well put, and I'm glad you did say all of those things. And that's exactly what we needed here. Did you want to add anything more before I'll keep recording and go with the vignette that you ultimately have there scripted, but anything more you want to add?
I think just, you know, one thing that's really important to note is the kids that we serve here most of them have all been through significant trauma, and creating that environment where they feel safe is one of the biggest steps that we can take to their healing process. So all of the things that we do here on our campus work together and work in conjunction with one another, but creating that environment where they want to come, where they're comfortable, where they can relax, is going to be just one of the biggest factors in them being able to open up, address the trauma, work on it in therapy, and really make those gains that we want each of them to make so they can return home and use the skills they learn here in the community setting and really be successful with their families.
Now that raises a question. If indeed that's not successful, what ultimately could happen to these kids?
Well, if we can't create that environment, it could certainly slow down treatment. They could be here longer, you know, if they aren't able to feel comfortable and feel safe because the environment is not conducive to that, then they may need to stay in treatment longer, which always risks things like institutionalization, where they become more familiar and more comfortable in an institutional setting versus a home setting, which can be really problematic in transitioning them back home. We don't want kids to have to live in facilities. We want them to be in our programs for the least amount of time possible. So if we aren't able to really hit the ground running and create an environment where they can adjust quickly and feel safe and feel comfortable, it really can impact them in requiring them to stay longer and be separated from their families for even longer.